Let me tell you about Moo.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Gonna get you 20% off your first order over there. Did you know there's an online cannabis store that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. Whether that's the magic mind gummies for deep work and creativity, the PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for the action at every turn. And touch into a full body experience over there. Listen, I love the night-night gummies, as I call them, the sleepy time gummies. I take, right now they're 15 milligrams. I cut it in half, and I take half a night. 15 minutes, dude, you are gone. I've never had anything like it. 15, 20 minutes tops, and I'm out. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days, gas stations, whatever. Mood's functional gummies, though, combine premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Texas Governor Abbott just said it was all right to get these shipped through the mail. He vetoed the bill down here. Thank God. So order from mood.com today. Use that promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off your first order. Everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the promo code Drinking Bros. So head on over to mood.com. Find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. Don't forget to use the promo code Drinking Bros when you check out to save 20% off your first order. Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with the help of Hims. They provide access to personalized treatments so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Yeah, 3 to 6 months. That's it, kids. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. Doctor-trusted, clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil can stop hair loss and regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of your own home. Fill out an intake form, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. The process is 100% online, which means getting started has never been more convenient. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Plus, treatment options start at $35 per month. Hims has helped hundreds of thousands of men get their confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/drinkingbros. That is hims.com/drinkingbros for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/drinkingbros. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Welcome to Drinking Bros. Put down the water and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah! Who is that?
Boom, boom, boom,
Kenneth
boom. Biggie, biggie, boom, 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 boom. Man, a guy like Kenneth Bone
does not come on the scene very often.
Oh, I haven't seen anything like that in a very long time.
Nothing. I didn't think anything would replace Harambe, to be honest with you. And then Kenneth Bone came around. I'm going to be honest. He's wounding my heart.
He's wounding your heart.
Yeah.
Is he killing you almost like you're the Harambe in this situation?
Yeah. You were
getting killed.
There was
him.
So much love on the screen from Kenneth Bone last night that it was hurting my heart inside.
I really do love him.
Adorable. He's like a giant Care Bear share, and I love him so much.
He stole the show. I mean, we'll get into all.
He was a big portion of the magic last night that went down.
Oh my god!
Boom!
Happy Columbus Day!
Jesse Wiseman is here
for my favorite holiday. As you know, I am a huge Columbus Day fan. The house is decorated from top to bottom.
There is Santa. Santa Maria.
There is dead Indians hanging. There's, you know, all
the Pinta, right?
Pinta.
Do you know the third ship?
The Pinta, Santa Maria, and the.
It's the Oswald.
The Glurtenberg.
Yep.
The Glurtenberg.
Yeah.
Yes, I know.
The old famous Oswald. Welcome, kids. Welcome to another exciting, ball quenching episode of Drinking Bros.
Scorched Earth.
See, dude, we go scorched fucking Earth tonight. Same as Donald Trump.
Boy.
Man, that was a showdown last night. But we'll get into that in a second. Before we do, you know the rules, kids. We got some sponsors that pay for this fucking Santa Maria
and
to be on the
happy
water.
Happy about it.
Yeah, we love them. We love them. The first one is a new one to our show, but we're huge fans in this household. It's Havenlock.com. That's HAVENLOCK.com. They've got a device called the Haven Mech, which is the strongest deadbolt in the entire world.
We can attest to that. It goes Havenlock, Havenlock. You have never forsooken me.
Is that your jingle that you wrote for Havenlock?
I am now a jingle master, you guys. I have moved on.
To jingling.
Okay. I won't do it.
I would appreciate it if you never did it again.
I just love the Havenlock so much.
Who doesn't? So look, when you lock your doors at night, what goes through your head? It only takes three kicks to get through a door with a locked deadbolt. Are you really that safe? Is your fucking family that safe? Haven Mech is a new door lock that is 10 times stronger than a deadbolt. Haven Mech will take over 50 kicks without failing to the door. Yeah, you're not breaking through that shit. Haven Mech prevents break-ins from happening. Use the promo code DRINKINBROS and you get a special one-time offer of the Haven Mech device for $99. I got to tell you, it's a steal. This is a veteran-owned company. And they did a Kickstarter campaign. They raised over $100,000 on Kickstarter. This thing is like a fucking internet phenomenon. They're based out in Nashville, Tennessee. And we're big fans. Because, look, if you're going to make a lock, at least make it in America. So go out and get yourself a Haven Mech device for your door. Next up, it's a fan fave.
Woo!
They were there from the get-go, from the beginning. The Hurricane Matthew stormed through the area. We had not a store was open in the entire city, except for the only restaurant that was open was Waffle House.
A good old Waffle House,
packed to the gills.
Of course,
love them to death.
Of course,
by the way,
yeah.
But in the middle of this hurricane, I hear this slamming against the door. You're gone. You were at a wedding in Georgia.
Yes.
You know, I've got my young son, and I'm immediately...
Single dad.
Yeah.
Single dad.
Hashtag single dad.
Yep.
I think I'm going to have to pull out the Tartarus ordnance and off a motherfucker.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. I opened the door. It was a box of Carnivore Club. I posted it on my Instagram.
I saw that. You're not joking.
You're not joking because you weren't
joking.
Here. So
yeah, I know.
Totally not kidding. The entire place was fucking flooded, and
there's just floating into the door.
A box
right?
of Carnivore Club. So much so that I posted a picture on my Instagram. So go to at @stjames if you don't believe me on Instagram, and look at this picture I took of the Carnivore Club because it's true. So this ad is near and dear to my heart because. Look, the power was out. We didn't have any food, so I had to eat the whole goddamn box at Carnivore Club.
The one time I leave you guys.
I know. The one time you leave, we have a hurricane.
Yeah, I went to safety, by the way, kids.
I know.
So I went to safety.
You were in the mountains.
Yeah.
So fall is here, which means football and hunting season is here. Maybe you're a real shitty hunter, and the day you come home with venison will be the day the Jaguars win the Super Bowl. It's not that far off. Blake Bortles is actually playing well these days, so maybe I should watch my tongue. Look, it's okay. You can make up for your incredible lack of manliness by grabbing a hold of another man's salami. Look, yes, you can. You can make it gay. You don't have to make it gay. We're talking about Carnivore Club. Carnivore Club will mail you a box. The Carnivore Club, God damn it. How do I say this without not saying it? Will they mail you a box of meat to your house? Yes, but it's so much more than that. It'll make it through. I don't want to say we were in the eye of the hurricane, but God damn it if we weren't.
Well.
It was 90 mile an hour winds, and this fucking box of Carnivore Club made it through a hurricane. I don't even know how it ended up. The fucking trees blew over.
No,
we lost half a fence in the hurricane, but yet Carnivore Club made it through untouched. And
you told me about it, I literally pictured it just like floating into the door like a big wave. Like it found its way.
Well, it comes in like this waterproof fucking thing.
No, I know.
Thing.
And it's like amazing.
It's the shit. And look, the best part is they're giving a new promo code away to you guys. Everybody on Drinking Bros has been ordering it, which is awesome. If you've already used the Drinking Bros code, you can get another box of Carnivore Club for 10% off. Just because they're fucking awesome like that, go to carnivoreclub.co and sign up. Use the promo code MANUP, one word, and get 10% off your order. God damn, it's the best meat I've ever tasted in my life.
We got some pork belly last time.
We did. Thanks for saving my life, Carnivore Club. Big fans. So when you were gone during this hurricane, it was Carnivore Club. And it was next up, it was Strike Force Energy.
These things kept you alive. They kept
you
alive.
Here's the thing. So the power was out here in Wilmington for 2 days and couldn't make any coffee.
Right.
Don't own a France press.
Right, right.
Like Jared and Evan.
Yeah, you're not like young Evan, mountain man Evan.
No. No, so I'm not at Yellowstone National Park.
Right.
Making coffee on the side of the river. Bashing it into a rock. not doing that. So instead, all I had was Strike Force Energy.
Okay.
Which was just enough to get me through those lonely nights.
Stop.
Look, I had no fucking power. I had a baby. I was a hashtag single dad. I had a baby. He needed my energy and strength. So I got it from Strike Force. Strike Force Energy is the tastiest, tiniest little tin pouch of energy joyce in the land. You can put it in waters, beers, liqueurs. They got a whole fucking 750 milliliter pump now for sale.
Oh yeah, that they have in like bars and shit.
You can just you can squeeze in a squirt. One squirt is the equivalent of a can of Red Bull.
Can we get one of those?
Yeah. We haven't. But Sean Mattson and Bruce Schley, the owners over at Strike Force, if you want to send me one of those
please.
750s over here, I'd love it. I would love that goddamn thing. They also have a subscription every month. So go to they ship everywhere in the entire world. So go to StrikeForceEnergy.com. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 20% off of every single order, and they ship anywhere in the entire world, including hurricanes. Including hurricanes is what I heard. And that after the hurricane was over, after that whole thing was gone, I sat on the back porch and enjoyed myself like a man.
Sure.
Knowing that I had taken care of my small boy alone.
God.
2 days without power. And I smoked a Warfighter tobacco cigar from warfightertobacco.com. Thank you.
Good for you.
Thank you so much. I sat there, legs spread. Still a strong gust of 40 to 60 mile an hour wind blowing up my pants, and I smoked a fine cigar. Go to warfightertobacco.com for the finest cigars in the whole land. They are 100% combat veteran owned, and these cigars, they're made with Cubano seeds in the Dominican Republic.
You don't say.
Yeah. And they, look, they ship them everywhere you want them to be. So go to warfightertobacco.com, type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 10% off of all your cigar needs. And if, you know, look, if you're having a cigar and you need a fine piece of literature to read, why don't you pick up a copy of At Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed?
Oh, St. James 3 James.
Yeah. The first ever romance novel for dudes. The finest piece of literature ever made. I know I've railed on Walmart for fucking goddamn almost a year about not carrying my book. Now they carry it on Walmart.com.
What?
Yes, you can get it there. It's sold out, ironically, which... Let's be honest. I fucking told them.
So I need to stop saying fuck you, Walmart, all the time?
I know. Well, you can say fuck you to brick and mortar Walmart. Apparently, you know, hey.
Into it.
Yeah.
Into
we want to get rid of all our workers and fucking go online.
Yeah, exactly.
So go to Walmart.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com, Audible.com. Fuck, what? We do all the voices for the goddamn book. So it's great. Big thanks to Regan Arts and Simon and Schuster for letting me write that fuckery. Everybody who's read it's just like, Jesus Christ, it's the craziest thing of all time. It is. I still can't believe they let me do it to this day. And last but not least, for all your podcast needs, go to drinkingbrospodcast.com. Yes, we have a store. We sell amazing t-shirts, and they're comfortable as shit. I wear them every day. People call me out on Instagram, for wearing too many fucking Drinking Bros shirts. It's because they're so goddamn comfortable. It is.
Why wouldn't you?
It is. You can go to drinkingbrospodcast.com, buy some shirts. If you want to see what they look like, you can go to at STJames on Instagram and find me. Find me now. Now we're getting into some scorched earth.
Woo, woo, woo. I want to say real quick, though. So am I to assume, we were talking before we went on air, am I to assume that... So Matt is not going to be doing the podcast anymore. I'm going to be taking over for
not
him.
A prayer.
What a shame,
not
because,
a prayer.
You know, that kid seemed like he was really going places,
not
like
a
cute
prayer.
Kid.
No, we got really, we got Jared,
joking.
Matt, and Rocco are setting up for Freedom Fest in Denver, Colorado this weekend. So if you're in the Denver, Colorado area on Friday nights, get your tickets. They're on the Drinking Bros podcast page on Facebook. We will all be there. So those guys are setting up now. And welcome, Jesse Wiseman, to the show.
Thank you. I'm just kidding, obviously.
I know. It's that old humor we miss and love.
I know. I always feel like I'm about to get kicked off the podcast. Believe me, I'm honored. I'm honored.
Awesome. Well, let's really get into this.
Let's do it.
Trump, the debate last night.
Boy. We were both just sitting up at literally on the edge of the couch, right? I mean, where do we start? Do we start before when Trump goes Facebook Live with Clinton's like rape accused? I mean, where do we start with this?
I guess to get into it, like clearly, if you listen to the RIP Lindsay Lohan episode, I talked about the behind the scenes Illuminati that's going on in the press.
Yes.
I've gotten hundreds of emails about this of like, oh my God, I can't believe this is real and you were right.
Sure enough.
Mm-hmm. And they dig up this audio from of Trump having a locker room talk.
Yeah. talk.
They dig up this audio from 2005 from Access Hollywood with him and Billy Bush sitting on a bus. They're not being interviewed for anything. They're mic'd up because they're doing a guest appearance on a soap opera.
Right.
So this mic, this footage, was on a bus. They were not on camera. The only thing they were supposed to catch is him coming out of the bus, and that's it. So it was a hot mic situation. The mic was on. Everything was recorded.
It's a Robert Durst situation.
Yeah. If you're gonna tell me that there isn't people out to get him by digging up audio from 2005, like. Look, we've been married long enough. You see me direct all these fucking movies and shit. I sit in these edits and sound sessions forever. Look, I love Range 15. It's awesome. I think it's the comedy of 2016.
Me too.
At no point would I want to dig through 86, because we had about 86 hours of footage on that movie.
Oh, God.
At no point would I ever dig through 86 hours of audio to find some hidden hot mic clip. From set or from anywhere else. Like, do you know how fucking long that would take? The other part about this is, do you know how long it would take? Trump's been on TV for 30 years at this point.
Yes, exactly. If you want to find some stuff,
you can find some stuff.
You can find some stuff, but you know
how
these
mics, are on all the time. Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? Like, before the podcast and after the podcast, we're all best friends in real life. Matt, Rocco, yeah. Jared and I, Evan, everybody, you, me included. You could find some shit before we started or after we started that's probably horrible, or us talking shit about
guess what?
Talking shit about other parents, whatever it is, whatever it may be.
Sure, that damn baby.
Yeah.
But listen, so my thing about that, which I've always felt, is you know this thing about people having to do apologies about everything. I apologize for these things that are brought to, it's almost like looking at somebody's diary and getting mad at what you found in there. It's their fucking, like, he's in a bus.
Right.
Talking to another dude, what the fuck do I care about? What, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and it's like
it's not okay.
There's any other fucking American or maybe citizen in the earth, like, they have their own things in private that they like to do or
you
talk
read
about
the diary,
and it's like, yeah.
So you cannot be mad at what you found because you invaded my privacy, and I believe that no matter what I feel about Trump, as you know, I'm not getting in this political thing at all, but
sure.
No matter
we've all said this election is
for sure
is the lesser.
And so,
of
no matter
two evils,
how I feel, it's just not okay. I don't care what he's saying, because if you had a hot mic on me, sometimes,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
am I right?
Yeah.
I can get some, I can go real round.
Out of all of us, out of anyone, to be honest with you,
yes. So, and I don't think it's okay. And so when that kind of stuff comes out, now, when you told me, remember, I was on the drive to Georgia and you were like, dude.
Yeah.
So this Trump just lost. And I'm like, what happened?
This happened Friday night.
Yeah.
And to set the stage for you at home. So this happened Friday night. The debate was Sunday nights. And in between, Saturday Night Live was Saturday night. And they've hired Alec Baldwin to play Trump.
Yes, yes.
I even discussed that in that episode of why and what they're trying to do with that. The campaign strategy at that point was questioned throughout the weekend as you know, GOP members started to bail of, all right, so what does he do to turn the campaign around now? Does he go full scorched earth?
And the answer is
yes.
Yes. Which is basically, I love, see, it's like Stephanopoulos's way of saying balls to the wall. Am I right? I mean, is that
the
all
next
but
guy
said.
Yeah. Everybody on that panel all but said, oh my God.
They're
this
going
is,
balls to the wall.
This is like fucking Donald Trump on steroids.
Scorched earth.
Yeah. Which, you know. They were like, we're going to cut to this press conference. He's holding a press conference before the debate, which is unusual.
And you know that was Facebook Live, right?
Yes. And so,
God damn it.
He goes Facebook Live with all five of, he goes with four accusers that's
of Clinton.
Allegedly
yes.
had said that Bill Clinton raped me. And then one of the child who was raped that Hillary Clinton defended in in a lawsuit.
In that that famous recording that I don't know if anybody's heard, but where she's talking about getting this 40-year-old guy off, basically, that raped this 12-year-old. And
yeah, when she was a lawyer before she was in politics.
Exactly. And they had her there. And I'm just like, oh, right?
Oh, yeah.
At that point, I'm almost in shutdown mode at that point. Because it's just so much. And they
it's
haven't
so
even
much.
Started.
Not only that, but like, you're doing this before the debate.
They haven't even started. And I'm just like,
but you should be. You should also, if you were nervous about your whole sitch, because let's be honest, fuck, 90 million people are watching this.
Yeah.
You should be prepping for the debate.
Yes.
To go live with that right before the debate says, not only are you guys in for a fucking show tonight, but congratulations. You want to bring it to this level? Let's go to this fucking level.
Right.
Here's all of them. And it was a small auditorium last night. Each person, Hillary and Donald, each got a certain number of tickets. The fact that he used his on all of Bill's rape accusers, the girl in the child rape case from 1975, and then his family, and that was it, was absolutely amazing. Obviously, that freeze frame of Bill Clinton's face looking over when he announced all of their presence there.
Priceless.
To start off the debate was amazing. That's been flying around the internet today.
Yeah.
And then the fly. It was a lot of things last night.
God, that fly.
The fly that kept landing on her. Should we tell this story to the public? So Last night, we're watching this, and I was like, I go, do you see that speck on the TV? I'm going to go and clean that off. I said that to you.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, all right, babe. I mean, don't be too crazy about it, but you're like, no, I got to get it. I got to get it.
Yeah, so I go up there. I am scrubbing and scraping the TV.
Yep,
yeah.
Trying to wipe the fly away. You're like, get off the TV, fly.
Trying to wipe the fly. What I was unaware of, though, was that the fly was flying away and then flying back to another part of her. So it flew. It was on her nose or...
Yeah, circling the carcass.
Yeah, exactly. It was on her nose and then her chest and then her hand, but her hand was up on the microphone. So like I kept trying to clean these spots and finally you were like, hey, God. Stop it. Like, there's nothing
there.
You're
being crazy.
And I'm like, no, I'm not being crazy. Like I can see something on the TV. So I went to Twitter. Sure enough, the fucking fly was trending and I was like,
yeah. Well,
oh
that's
my
how
God.
You can find out if you're crazy or not.
Yeah.
Is it trending?
Yeah.
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 Basically, that's an amazing comment right there.
Yeah.
But let's go back real quick to when you told me about the Billy Bush thing.
Yes. Yes.
I didn't bat an eye because that's who Donald Trump is.
So
right?
I guess for the audience, and this is a cool thing of having you on the show to hear this from a woman's perspective, because after that tape aired from Billy Bush and Donald Trump,
mm-hmm.
Actually we have it. I'll just play it for you.
Okay.
She's still very beautiful. I moved on her, actually. You know, she was down in Palm Beach. I moved on her, and I failed. I'll admit it.
Whoa.
I did try and f her. She was married.
Huge nose there.
No, Nancy. Yeah. No, this was marriages. And I moved on her very heavily. In fact, I took her out furniture shopping. She wanted to get some furniture. I said, I'll show you where they have some nice furniture. I took her out furniture. I moved on her like a bitch. But I couldn't get there. And she was married. And all of a sudden, I see her. She's now got the big phony She's totally changed her look.
Yeah, that's her, with the gold.
I've got to use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the I can do anything. Oh, hi.
Trump, how
nice
are you?
Seeing you. Terrific.
Nice to meet you.
Terrific. You know Billy Bush?
Hello, how are
nice
you?
To see you. How you doing, Ariane?
All right, so you heard the audio. It was that bad?
Okay.
Was it that bad? I mean, yeah, he said, you can grab him by the pussy, but that's what dudes say to other dudes.
Some dudes, and when you know that they're those dudes, you're not surprised by them saying that. So if it was I don't know.
But,
my friend's husband. If it was like my friend's husband that said that, like Kim's or something, I'd be like, he doesn't seem like that guy. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Trump has never pretended to not be that guy. You know what I'm saying? So the thing about what's going to piss America off, as you know, is hypocrites. So if you're the Christian, you know, homophobic reverend and you're fucking dude prostitutes, we hate that, right?
Right.
But if you're a guy that's Donald Trump, you've never pretended not to be Donald Trump, then I'm not going to be surprised or pissed if you're Donald Trump.
But there's also an element to me of like, hey, man, we're joking around. Like, he's never gone up and grabbed somebody's pussy in real life. Let's be fucking real about that. Like, that's a bold move for anyone. Like,
that's a real bold move. But
you can't
the same
just go
time,
up and grab a pussy somewhere and somebody's going to be like, ah, we're cool. Right. Like, no,
you're not going to be cool. But it's happened.
There would have been. Yeah. But there would be right now. There'd be 30 or 40
oh,
women
for sure,
out
coming
like,
out. Yeah.
Oh, my
he
God.
Grabbed my pussy.
He grabbed my fucking pussy.
He grabbed my pussy.
Yeah. He grabbed my pussy.
It's like I can't hear you through the tears.
Yeah.
Grab my pussy.
Like,
okay.
Nobody grabs a pussy.
And I don't.
I think it's
I
a really
know.
Funny comment between dudes.
Yeah.
Clearly, obviously, from
by the way,
from
not
the audio
that, funny,
that you just.
Yeah.
That, well, I mean, but between dudes, where you're just like, oh
fine.
Man, I've talked about, hey man, go up and grab that dude's dick. You know,
listen,
just joking
and
around.
And like guys, when they get together, it's not
or
locker
disgusting.
Room talk.
Yeah.
But you're trying to one up each other. You're trying to make each other
but
laugh.
It, but it
you're
is,
trying to out skank each other. Whatever it,
kind
it is.
Kind of is locker room talk, like because that starts as a kid. And I'll let's get into it. Like,
okay.
It starts as a kid from when you're. Into like gym and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you feel awkward getting changed for the first time in front of other dudes.
Sure.
Getting naked
deflect.
In front of other dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you're deflecting. You're yeah. talking about shit. This is where
so
locker room
real?
Talk starts.
Is that real? So you guys talk about in
the weirdest shit
weirdest
you could think
shit,
of. Absolutely. Because
you're just like, man, we're vulnerable. We're naked.
And
whatever.
So it starts younger and then it gets older. And then, but when you're older, you think it's hilarious because you've heard everything there is. So now you're just trying to outgross each other.
Right.
Which, you know, is hard at a certain point where you're like, all right, cool. So you have young ass Billy Bush who's just that audio tape. Yeah.
What should I do?
And you have Donald Trump and the two of them are sitting on a bus. Probably having a fucking scotch midday, waiting to do eight lines on a soap opera. Yep. Like, of course, they're joking around. That's what I got from it.
And neither one of them at that point is thinking about
running for president. Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, to that point, you know, when they're going after Clinton, he's not running for president right now. So
but she is. And
I know, but I would love. And I, again, don't love her, but I would love for them to be separate. Why does she have to be asked about her husband's? Do you know what I'm saying?
Because she let it go on. Okay. And this is so right, she let the transgressions go on. And this is, by the way, this is what the critics are saying.
Yeah, it's hard.
She let it go on. He was also impeached. And that's hard one. True. Like, there was only two presidents impeached, him and Nixon. And it was for Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like he committed, you know, some war crimes or some shit.
No.
It was clearly for sticking a cigar inside someone's pussy.
Oh my God. I always like, it's not that I forget about it, but
you kind of do.
No, listen, because I love
guess who
Clinton.
Wouldn't let you forget about it last night? Donald Trump.
I know.
Donald
well,
Trump.
I just love Clinton so much that it's hard.
Bill?
I love Bill.
Yeah, people like Bill.
I like Bill.
Bill wasn't a bad dude. No, Hillary's shit, but...
He got a great upturn as far as, like, when he got into office. He could have... I believe it could have been anybody in that upturn of economics and everything. Like, he rode that. He was on a good side of the wave.
I think because he beat Elder Bush. I think Elder Bush was too high on the hog and didn't take Bill Clinton seriously enough.
Yeah.
Same way as... Obama in 2008.
Absolutely.
I don't think people took him seriously enough. The crowds he was getting and all that shit.
Yeah.
I kind of feel the same way about Trump. But
I know, and I don't disagree.
But going after, you know, Trump with these audio tapes and then, you know, with Clinton, you have all these emails. Like, let's dig into these fucking emails. It's which is worse?
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Well, what
getting
is
people killed in Benghazi, like Clinton,
or grabbing pussies.
Yeah,
I'm gonna tell you right now.
Grabbing,
Benghazi.
Like,
yeah,
there still hasn't
sure.
been any justice for that whatsoever. For her and the team to go there on Donald Trump. Because he started clean.
Ooh,
now he's going dirty.
Yeah,
so it's like.
I said that to you, right? Like in the last debate, I was like, it seemed like he was going to try and bring this back to the way politics used to be before this goddamn race, which was a modicum of civility. Like we're not going to go that far. We're going to jab a little bit, but we're going to be very political, respectful, you know. And so he was trying to do that in the first debate. She, and I'm going to say she, dug those tapes up, released them,
absolutely.
Because basically that's what it is,
yes,
right?
Correct.
She might as well have just found it on her computer and did it. And this was like right before. So he was ready. He was prepped for a civil debate, I believe.
Yes.
And when this happened... He
scorched earth.
Scorched earth. He scrambled. He fucking
so
got pissed.
Yeah.
He banged the table. He fucking cried. And he came out like a big bully. And, you know, she's so, it's not masculine. What is it? I'm not worried about
her. She's like a robot.
I'm not worried about her.
Yeah.
I don't worry about anything that he says to her because I'm just like, are you even
alive?
Alive,
when that fly landed on her last night, it didn't register.
I mean,
it was like some Westworld shit. I was like, whoa.
Whoa.
Is she a robot?
That's a robot. She has downloaded her mind onto the cloud and is in cyborg body, and she's going to live forever.
Forever. Online through a fucking different body, a lesbian body, through Kim Jong-il's body.
basically.
She's going to live on forever.
I don't know. She looked okay. She looked okay. Yeah, she's not dying.
No, she's dying. She's definitely
she's not dying.
I feel like she's dying and they got her propped
Remember
up.
Remember when we thought she was dying?
This is Weekend at Bernie's, I think, is what we're down to. That's my thing.
We thought.
That's what I'm going with. I'm going with Weekend at Bernie's still
okay,
for her.
I don't think Cyborg.
Even if she does get elected, I don't think she makes it through the term.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's a prediction.
That's a prediction. That's a bold statement.
It is.
And I don't know if you're wrong. Really? I don't know.
That's my guess. The other thing, too, especially about last night's debate, was him going scorched earth like that. Afterwards, not only did everybody say he won and turned his campaign around, because I think that was the only thing he had left that he could do. He was backed into a corner. Yep. He unleashed. And all of the clips that they're playing today are about his clips, about her going to jail.
Right.
About the fly.
Which make him look like a
the
thug.
Fly that were all over her. Yep. Or Bill Clinton's look towards the women.
I know.
And that's kind of all, because you have these moments in these debates where you get little pieces or sound bites or memes or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And then you're out of there. And it's, what do you remember after that? Those are the three things that everybody kind of just remembers. And then today.
So sad.
Today. They released new tapes on Donald Trump, and it was from Howard Stern interview.
Yes.
Same thing, yes. 2005, and he was mm-hmm. talking about women and...
he was talking about his daughter.
Well, Howard Stern said his daughter's a piece of ass. And he goes, can I call her that? And he goes, yeah, you probably could. But
she's
it's being honest about...
She's always been voluptuous. Now listen.
Is it voluptuous or is it voluptuous? I don't think there's an M in there.
Voluptuous?
You can double check me. You can double check me.
Fuck you, motherfucker. But
I'm a stickler for words.
No, he isn't. He's a wordsmith, you guys. He's a wordsmith. Be careful. But did he say what? Or did he say?
He said.
Kirby?
He was like,
what'd he say?
He goes, Howard Stern was like, can I call her a piece of ass? And he goes, yeah, you can call her a piece of ass. Like,
oh, Lord.
But he's been around. So like, he gets it. Like, I'll take our child. Good looking child. There's been some
huge dick.
Oh God, I'm not gonna.
Do you know what I mean?
That's
though?
Terrible. You can't say that. But I've had some moms say to me like, "Oh my God," like in a low term like that, where you're just like, "Oh my
lady
God,
lady killer."
He is going to break so many hearts when he's older.
No,
like,
I do.
But then I keep following up like, right. You know that, right? You that, right?
No. Yeah. They grab you, pull you close.
But they're never leaving on eye contact with the child, and you're just like, whoa.
Be creepier. Lady.
And that waitress. One time we were at Wild Wings,
hitting on our.
Two-year-old
child.
Oh, he is beautiful. I am lost in those eyes. I was like, wait, you're not lost in anything. You're lost in a fucking second shift here at Buffalo Wild Wings.
It was like that. It was creepy.
I know,
it was like
creepy.
That, for sure. Yeah,
so
yeah.
For Trump, like of all the shit, I will say this, for all the shit that he's dished out, he can at least take it and be like, you want to call my daughter a piece of ass? She probably is. Fuck it. Overall, here's what I got takeaway from today. The Clinton campaign was a hope and release. He saves and was changed something. Didn't make a dent today because he'd already established like, hey, fuck it. This is who I am. This is what I said.
I know.
This is what I did. So now they can't use any more of tapes like this mm-hmm. anymore because it just doesn't fucking matter.
That's exactly
Once you
what
establish
I'm saying.
Who you are and what you say, mm-hmm. kind of like Hillary. And I feel like if she just would have said about those fucking emails, yeah, I knew about the Benghazi shit, but I woke up late and didn't get the fucking emails or whatever, like something.
Yeah.
Then I think everybody would have been like, oh, fuck. All right. Or if she said, I made a mistake or apologized to
or
the
families.
Or I got
so many other threats that I was just like,
yes.
I know
was overwhelmed.
What to believe right now.
Exactly.
Yes.
Like,
which
if,
is
if she would have came out and owned that a long time ago, probably we wouldn't have this shit either.
Yeah.
So both instances are whatever.
Yeah. But one person is being completely who they are.
Yeah.
And the other,
now,
I
finally.
Guess, is not.
Finally,
yeah.
And then you have like, God damn it. And it's about the pussification of society too. Of like Matt Best did a video on his page, Matt Best 11X on Facebook. It was genius. It was about the pussification of males in society. And it was never more true than fucking after last night's debate. There was a bunch of athletes that came out on Twitter and said, this isn't the locker room talk. I've never heard this talk in a locker room. And I wrote down specifically, there was a guy named Robbie Rogers. And I'm going to spell this out for the audience. If you want to go at him on Twitter, feel fucking free. Because this guy is bringing down our fucking male society. It's R-O-B-B-I-E, R-O-G-E-R-S. Robbie Rogers. He's verified. He's got a blue check mark next to his name. Same as the captain here.
Nigga, we made it.
Yeah. He's playing for the LA Galaxy. And he says, I've never talked like that in a locker room.
Oh, boy.
Never have talked like that in a locker room. Then there was like two other guys, you know. One was the gay guy from the New Jersey Nets.
Okay.
Of course, he's not going to say he's heard any of that shit in the locker room.
Buddy, yeah. Move along.
Let's
move along.
Yeah. And then there was a guy for like the Oakland A's who's like a bench warmer and somebody else. And it was just like, you know, the CNN tried to make a big deal about it. Of like, oh, athletes are fucking out in the streets saying, no, we don't talk about this in the locker room. Bullshit.
Bullshit.
It is.
Bull.
Locker room.
Shit.
Not only that, you can take a locker room from middle school to high school and times that times a billion.
Doesn't even have to be a locker room,
a
you guys.
A billion in pro sports. Are you fucking kidding me? Dude, listen to Daryl Strawberry's interview from the New York Mets about him fucking girls.
Yep.
In the stands when he was a New York Met in the 80s doing rails of cocaine, fucking girls. Like,
in between at bats.
Yeah, in between.
I mean, right or no?
Yes, yes.
I mean, Daryl Strawberry is a little rabbit.
There was a lot of them though. So
yeah.
Fuck, I'll tell this story since we're talking about locker rooms. Let's just go as deep as we can tonight.
Do I know this?
I don't think you do actually.
All right, come on.
So I moved to LA. And I worked for Staples Center. Mm-hmm. So when the Staples Center first opened where the Lakers play, but our meetings were at the Staples Center was just about to open. Our meetings were at the Forum, the LA Forum. And as a child growing up, I was a huge Lakers fan. Magic, Kareem, all those guys.
Sure.
So their meetings were at the Forum and they were like, hey guys, we're going to do the training sessions here. And then when the Staples opens, you know, we'll go live in there.
Okay. So you were there at the ground floor.
Oh, the very first opening night I was there.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
Very first opening night. So I asked, there was an old manager there and I've been such a fan for, you know, all of my kid years. Magic Johnson was my favorite.
Yeah.
As a kid.
Oh yeah.
And so I asked, I was like, man, because we got to go underground. There's an underground bar in the Forum where Jack Nicholson and all them would go and drink before the game and during halftime.
Get the dicks.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. There was a private bar for them.
Okay.
And you got to see this in Madison Square Garden.
Yes. Yeah.
So there was a private bar for them, and then there was a fuck room. There was a designated room. Dead serious. Designated fuck room, and I was like, and they were like, you know, this is the fuck room, and I was like, what's the fuck room? And they were like,
Jesus,
dude, Magic was going hard, Kareem, all those guys were going hard in the 80s. They were having sex before at halftime, like after the games. How do they have the stamina?
I don't know.
They were
man.
So good that
gosh, you want to take a nap after?
Crazy. Okay. And so they were having this fuck room.
Yeah.
So when Staples, when it switched over to Staples,
yeah.
I asked, when I got over there was a new manager, new shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey, is there a fuck room in here? And they were like, no, we don't know what you're talking about. We don't know.
Yeah,
what you're
right.
About.
Yeah.
So I was
right.
like, no, I've heard this. There's no way that didn't convert. They took the fuck room over there.
Oh, for sure.
Got my answer about 6 years later. Yes. Yes indeed. There was a room. Nobody would confirm what goes in on there. That just that two security guards watch it before the game starts, halftime, and after the game starts, and that's it. And I was like, "Hi-o!" So if you're gonna tell me that locker room talk about grabbing pussies is
too much
for your baby ears to handle, let's talk about the fuck room.
Yeah,
because those exist.
Let's talk about the fuck room.
If you're gonna tell me they don't talk about the most disgusting shit on the planet,
who'd you fuck in the fuck room?
Exactly.
I mean, who'd you take in there? But yeah. I don't know.
You've lost your mind. America has lost its mind. If you don't think conversations like that go on every day, I'm not saying it's right. What I'm saying is it takes place, and I'm sure girls talk shit.
Oh my gosh,
girls are horrible, right?
I'm gonna say right now, like I think jokingly, maybe or whatever. Even at a bar, we don't do locker room shit, but. A bar, I'm sure I've been like, just go grab his dick, dude.
Yeah, what about a restroom? Because I heard women's bathrooms are goddamn...
are disgusting.
Yes.
And then also, yes.
They're talking shit, right?
We're talking about all of that shit. Yeah. Did you see his dick? Blah, blah, blah. Like, all of that. So I don't,
Women are just as bad, right?
They're just as bad.
Yeah.
They're just as bad. And I think everyone is just as bad in private. So in girls' bathrooms, there's no guys in there. We don't think that there's hot mics or fucking people going to broadcast it to the world. And in that instance, no matter who you are, no matter where you are, you're going to say things that we will never know how bad it's going to be. Because
no.
most
Look,
people...
Look, we say terrible shit on the podcast, and this is live.
This is live.
This goes out to people.
We're in a forum where, you know, most of your fans are unshockable, unflappable, which is amazing.
Yeah, but new fans who come in, I'm surprised we don't get more letters of like, You guys aren't pussies, dude.
You guys aren't pussies.
No, we don't give a fuck anyways.
No,
but
the fans. I'm talking to the fans.
Oh, yeah,
Pussies.
Yeah.
They're not easily offended. Like...
No, shit. I think we haven't pushed it far enough for some
of
them.
I think that may be true. So. I think, you know, peeing on the carpet and...
Oh, boy.
I don't even
The worst wanna, sexual fantasy wanna, of all wanna. Time was still the...
Gosh.
Boy, that was a top dollar show.
That was a top drawer.
Yeah.
For sure that was top drawer.
That was
drawer.
Some top shelf liquor that
Absolutely.
Night. Served on the show. Served
yeah.
on the show. What's you've got some murder shit.
No, well, I have some house cleaning to do. So I have a bone.
Oh, do you?
To pick.
A Kenneth bone?
Bone. Bonesy.
Bone, dude.
Bone.
God, last but not least, Kenneth Bone, by the way. Oh, if you didn't see him.
I just want to.
Red
I
sweater.
Love him. I love him.
Overweight, balding, glasses.
I love him.
Crushed the game last night. Mm. He is an internet sensation today. I posted a video. That is crushed. He's everywhere. There's memes. All
I love him. Let's see how far this can go.
I know.
And if anyone's going to push it, and if we're going to really test
if anyone's
whether...
going to push it, it's going to be me.
Yeah, and if we're going to test how far we can take it, I think it's going to be through you. And let's see.
I'm not saying I'm responsible for Kenneth Bone. I know this.
I was one of the very first
to post last night.
I believe that.
And I was like, dude, I took a snapshot, posted it immediately. I was like, oh, my God. And then, boom, like an hour later, I remember it trending on Twitter, and I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And then I made this little video today, and he was on CNN this morning, the whole shit. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
The Kenneth Bone thing.
I love it. I love it.
He's replaced Harambe, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Harambe does have to go quietly into the night. I'm so sorry. Doesn't he?
He does.
He does.
I think so.
He needs to rest in peace. We need to leave him alone.
He needs
a
RIP
bit.
At this point. Look, there hasn't a meme I haven't fucking seen. So you can honestly stop saying.
We've seen them all. We'll take responsibility.
Yes, I will take full
responsibility
for Dick Harambe.
Yeah.
And I'll take responsibility for Ken Bone.
Look, I'm not gonna disagree with you. You know I'd love to.
Yeah.
You know I'd love to just take you down a notch because
I know.
Relationship goals, that's
yeah.
what you have to do.
Exactly. But do you think it's me or we living in a fucking meme culture right now?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that was my question when you were like, man, I don't know. Is this I feel like I put and I also feel like, you know, we were like, what the fuck is up with this guy? Posted
yeah.
about it, and then it just kind of snowballed in the morning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not even really that night.
Well, so, I will say this. I did get texts last night right after I did it. And everybody,
okay.
like my close friends were like, oh, shit, dude. I was thinking the same thing of like, who's this fucking guy? But he wasn't. Look, he asked like a normal question at the debate.
He was semi-normal. It
normal
would take,
guy.
You'd have to be really
He just had
attuned.
A really fucked up name.
Great name.
If you have a name like Kenneth Bone.
You've
got to look like Ric Flair.
For
yeah.
sure.
You got to look like Ric Flair.
Boom.
Yeah. Of like, hey, instead
yeah.
of,
yeah,
you know.
No, I think that's what that was. For sure, it was the juxtaposition of his sweater, his whole thing. And then it's like seeing the name first and then seeing Bonesy just like pop up. And you're like, oh, wow. I did not expect you to look like that.
And then he crushed his CNN interview. And
oh, he was great. He's great. And
so now this
point,
is just going to keep going. There's Halloween costumes. By
oh.
the way.
Oh, yes.
God, who was it? I think it was Macy's. They're selling that red sweater.
It's got to be. It's JCPenney's or something.
Yes. Something out of fact. And they were like $48.99.
Kohl's.
Yeah. They're all selling out Mervyn's.
Yeah.
Mervyn's is fucking back. Yeah. Mervyn's
Remember
is back.
Mervyn's? times.
Work there.
Remember Anthrax?
Work there.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it was a high school job for me.
Wow.
Worked at Mervin's. Yeah, in the men's department. You're welcome.
Oh my gosh, when I hear stuff like that, it just all comes back.
Crazy, right?
Like quicksand.
So I think that I might have to be Ken Bone for Halloween. I'm seriously thinking about it.
I'm
gonna be
it.
Kenneth Bone for
I'm
Halloween.
I'm into it.
Yeah. I think that's actually I'm gonna go ahead and say this. I'm gonna be Kenneth Bone for Halloween.
Okay.
I will post pictures and on the podcast page and all that shit. I will be Kenneth Bone for Halloween. That's how amped I am about him, and I love him, his potential. I think his potential to be the next Harambe.
Well, how
is
do
big.
How do I compliment that? Am I Harambe?
No, you can't be Harambe. Okay.
Well, how do I compliment that?
I don't know.
Okay.
We'll
figure it out. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
For sure. I'll think about it.
You'll think about it and then get back to me next week at some point.
Get back to you.
And I totally cut you off, by the way.
I did have a bone.
You had a bone.
I better stop saying bone. Yeah. Or we're just going to go back onto that lovely, lovely little doughboy.
Lovely man.
That little doughboy. I love him so much. Gangster.
Gangster as fuck.
So on a couple of podcasts ago, you were talking about JonBenet.
JBR.
JonBenet Ramsey.
Big JBR fans.
Big JBR.
Me and Jared, yes.
You and Jared and myself.
Yeah.
And you gave credit to Jared for saying that Burke Ramsey, the little brother, committed the
murder.
And I just want to say, and I just, you know, I don't get worked up about a lot of things. I'm a very chill person. Am I right? No.
No, you're fine.
Do I think that I'm chill and not really chill?
No, you're fine.
But I don't get real worked up about stuff. But, you know, you gave credit to Jared for something that I have been
working my whole career. Yeah, but both of you guys independently had said the same theory.
No, I texted him that.
Oh, you texted Jared that?
Yeah.
And you think Jared stole that from you?
When did he say it to you?
It was on
a
podcast.
Did he say it on a podcast?
It was on a podcast.
All right, then I'm fucking talking to both you guys.
All right. I don't know.
Okay, you don't know.
And I don't know, you can't be blamed. No,
because
I don't know. I didn't know terribly much about the case. Like, I remember they'd moved to my neighborhood after Colorado. Or not my neighborhood, my town.
That's right.
After Colorado.
That's right.
And so I had known about the stories and the, you know, the whole shit. But I wanted to watch the documentaries, same as everybody else, to see what was really going on.
Yeah.
So I was not that familiar with the brother was the guy. But I will say this.
I
watched both of those documentaries and
you
came
don't
away.
Know.
I don't know.
And you know, I have to say, after all these
and
documentaries,
the brother's suing for $150 million.
He's
now,
finally
CBS.
Suing. He's finally suing because, you know, they never sued before. Which was a problem because people saw that as guilt.
Well,
so
nobody ever
tabloids.
Nobody ever came out and did a documentary also and said
you are
the killer.
Tabloids and stuff, which they totally could have sued, and
all
kinds of people that were blaming them, they could completely have sued them and owned them.
You know what's funny about that? What was the that tabloid we were in for Range 15?
Star. Yeah.
So we were in Star magazine.
Oh yeah, this is funny.
This is a great one. If you go back to the summer, I believe it was the July, one of the July issues of Star magazine. On the cover that Range 15 was in of Star magazine, it said Brandon Angelina divorced. It's on. She's heartbroken. She's crying and all this shit. And I remember thinking to myself in July, I was like, why don't they sue? If this isn't true,
it's not true, why don't they sue?
Because Blake Shelton sued the shit out of them for saying that he was in rehab, and he was like, "Dude, I'm fine."
Yeah.
And now they've got to settle up and deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, why didn't Brandon Angelina? And then boom, 5 months later, they're actually getting divorced.
Yeah, be looking for that lawsuit after stuff like that because.
Well, here's the thing. So now, if Burke's suing, I mean, he's saying, "Hey, prove it." Let's go. Here's $150 million is a big boy number to say, great.
Prove
what's the
it.
Evidence you have? Prove it.
Get the DNA that you have.
Because
get
if
the
this
whatever.
Goes to a civil trial,
they're
going to have to bring up all the evidence again and then go through this for his damages. Yep. And this guy's going to have to essentially prove that Burke did it or pay Burke Ramsey. So if he didn't do it, that's a bold, ballsy move.
No, you're right.
It's a ballsy move.
You're right.
So it's an interesting one, that one.
It is. It is. But, you know, I just wanted a little bit. That was my thing, is like when I heard the podcast, I listen to the podcast all the time. I'm a huge fan. I'm so honored to be here. I'm Drinking Bros. Yeah. I listen to this podcast all the time. So when I hear stuff like, Jared, thank you so much for, you know, I get like I'm at home like,
stealing my bits.
No, my thunder.
Yeah,
not
your
my
thunder.
Bits.
Not your stealing your child body.
Stealing my child body instead, putting it in the wine cellar.
Toddlers and Tiara Taylor.
That's what he does. He strikes again.
That's what TNT does.
He strikes again. So you've been warned.
You've been warned, Jared.
You've been warned. Stop stealing my thunder.
Yeah. So now we're gonna go to the drinking bro of the week. These are men and women who don't steal people's thunder. These are the people who take thunder and then learn how to deal with it. Yeah. That's a nice one. The drinking bros and broettes of the week go to the men and women of the National Guard, all our police officers and firefighters, and everybody who helped out during Hurricane Matthew in Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, all up and down the coast. My parents were trapped in Florida for a couple days. Not you, because you left me.
I left you for safety.
Yeah.
No, I was fucking so worried about you guys.
So us in North Carolina here, the firefighters and the police officers were amazing. My parents to the National Guard was amazing to them down in Florida.
Good.
Everybody who's helped with the relief effort of cleaning up Hurricane Matthew and helping people get to safety and finding their loved ones and just cleaning up from this disaster. Our hats are off to you. And all of you guys collectively are the drinking bros and broettes of the week. Cheers. We are so grateful for your service. And thank you for everything that you do.
Thank you.
On that note, we raged against the machine tonight, I felt.
We scorched earth, I feel. I'm always very honored when I get the call of, hey, the guys are super busy.
Yeah.
No, but I am really honored. I love it so much. Thank you so, so much. And I think we covered it.
No, and I appreciate it because there is things where, you know, look, topically, it's nice to talk about the next day.
Sure.
Especially something as big as the debate and the presidential election is 28 days away at this point.
And things are going to come up, dude.
Things are going to come up.
And I'm waiting for it.
Yeah. So it's a fucking wild time to be alive right now, for real. I've never seen an election like this in our lifetime.
Absolutely.
I hope we never see an election like this again.
Amen.
But sadly, I think it's only going to get worse from here on out. And also, you know, like I know I've said this to you a million times. You know I'm running for mayor, right?
Yes, and I'm so excited about that.
Are
and
you?
I hope. Oh, I am. I've come around. Well, only because I know that you're serious.
Yeah, I'm dead serious.
You're
now.
Serious.
I'm dead serious. Now. I was. So I was. By the way, for the people who are listening at home, my wife and I have this.
I will be first lady.
I've said this thing a few times because I was like, I'll start small with like a small town. We have a place in Carolina Beach.
Yeah.
I said, I'll start with Carolina Beach because it's a small town and I can win that.
You can win it tomorrow.
But everything now is predicated on social media and all that stuff. So I figured if I build up my social media fan base, then once everybody's voting online, which is coming very soon, you know, the technology is in the works.
Yeah. I'm amazed
the technology
that it's not
is in the works
this.
Now. I am too.
Yeah.
And so I think I'm going to run for mayor of Wilmington, North Carolina, our town, which is surprisingly a big mayorship. Do they call it a mayorship?
Gosh, who else should know besides the next fucking mayor?
I want to be called my mayorship, my township.
Your mayorship.
My mayorship is what I'm working on.
Oh, sire. Yeah.
So my thought is this. I think I'm skipping Carolina Beach. I'm going
really?
For all the marbles.
That'd be so fun. Okay, go ahead.
Carolina Beach would be a blast, but I want to see how long the
you
terms
guys.
Are.
They party.
Yeah.
Rage. Like the good kind.
But it's like you get like $8,000 a year
You're right. So you're going to go for the money all the way up.
Well, I think you get like 20 or 25 grand from Wilmington, whatever.
Okay.
It's not about the money. The mayor to me is a stepping stone.
Sure.
I think I could be a congressman for the state of North Carolina.
Oh, my Lord.
Is that crazy? Of course, they're going to dig up. Look, they're going to dig up all of these audio tapes and say, listen, hey, cool. You want to be fucking congressman? Yeah. Awesome.
Locker room talk.
Yeah. Here's 40,000 hours of drinking, bros.
Locker room talk to pick and comb through.
Like, it's more than locker room talk. You're on the playing field. You're out on the field. It's third and 10.
Again, though, the only thing Americans really hate is a hypocrite. So literally, just don't be anything else than you are, and we will.
Every skeleton's out of the closet at this point. Yep. So I think this puts me in good position to win.
I think so.
So not only can you be First Lady of Wilmington.
Hello.
Yeah, but you might almost be First Lady of the state of North Carolina. If you play your cards right.
Good evening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you play your cards right.
I'm trying to play these cards right. So they're just scattered all over the place.
We'll see.
Because
I could be governor. I could be congressman. There's a lot of things.
Boy, oh boy.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy.
And you know, it runs in the family. I had a family member who was.
That's true.
Yeah. One of my uncles ran for the governor of Ohio.
All the way up.
Yeah, he was all the way up. He was attorney general of Ohio for.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, for shit. I think four terms. I think he won. Four terms, and it was. I know the game.
All right,
sister.
Buddy.
I know the game.
Sister,
and you know
Brand.
I can spin a yarn with some goddamn folks.
Oh my goodness! Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Well, look, kids, this has been a blast. We appreciate you staying with us. We love you. For Jesse Wiseman and Ross Patterson, we are out of here. Good night. We're going to lead you off with some boom, 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 biggie, biggie, boom, boom.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.